Hey, buddy, it's your daily thought here with Coach John on a Friday, TGIF, March 15th, 2024. Kim Cross, again, another little posting. And this is from a former student. It's from Melissa. I'll just use her first name, but I'm going to reach out to her with this recording and let her know she inspired me because that was one thing I always picked up on. Even before I became a certified teacher, the fact that the people that I got to work with, meaning students and staff, right? I worked with my students. I learned so much from them, right? I learned so much from them every day. And it was one of those things that I prided myself, and it was probably the value of this I couldn't put a price on when I first started, right? Because I didn't know about it when I first started. But the value of staying in touch with them, even loosely, right, with students to see how they're going through life, the ups and downs, and handling challenges, and victories and defeats, and ups and downs. Right, social media helps with that. Obviously, I look back before social media, it was hard to keep in touch, harder, more difficult, more challenging to keep in touch with people than it is now. Right, I need to do a better job of it since I have so many better tools now to keep in touch with people. But Melissa put this thing out, which just caught my eye, and it got me thinking about a few points on this list. This is green flags in people, right? And of course, March 17th on Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. A lot of green going to be worn. I'll have my green on. Everybody's Irish that day. I'm already Irish, so we're going to be celebrating with some neighbors and some friends. But it's going to be one of those reminders of history, of struggle, of where we came from. Right, and I always would tell people, don't ever forget where you came from, or remember your ancestors, the battles that they fought and what they overcame so that you're here today, right? But this green flags and people list is pretty cool. I'm going to just run through it, and there's a couple I want to toss out at looking at a little bit closer. They celebrate your wins, right? They remember small things about you. They respect your boundaries. You feel energized after seeing them. They listen without being defensive. Next one, I'm sorry, they allow you to be fully yourself. They make you feel safe. You don't have to watch what you say. And they support your goals. Okay? That is the green flags in people, right? And looking at a couple of them there, the one that jumped out to me, number one, right, the first one that really kind of caught my eye and caught my heart is you feel energized after seeing them. You walk away feeling better about yourself, I think, than you did before. You look forward to the next time you get to see them because of whether it's laughter, you just feel better after being around them, right? And I do have a number of people that is total truth. And I think of it now after seeing this list of how blessed I am to have that, of how lucky I am, because I know a lot of people don't have that, right? Now the opposite's true too. There's also people in our lives that we feel less energized after we meet with them. We don't feel great about ourselves after we spend some time with them. And those are the people that, I think are offering us lessons, are offering us, things to learn about and maybe not do. And we probably don't hang out with them too much, right? I love the first one. They celebrate your wins, right? And mostly the connection with people on these, you guys, we're doing the same for them, right? There's green flags being waved around for us as we're being around them, right? They celebrate your wins, you celebrate their wins. You're happy when things go good for them, right? You want to give them a hug and give them a high five and cheer, right? When something good happens for them, okay? Which is something that I think we need more of. We need more celebration with the people in our lives that mean something to us, right? Another one, you don't have to watch what you say. You can be yourself. That's what I say in that one, right? You can be authentic. Good friends who know you love you, warts and all, so to speak, right? They know who you are. They know that you've been an imbecile sometimes and an idiot, and you've said things and done things, and you've maybe gotten in trouble. Some of my longtime friends, we know stuff about each other, but God bless it. We'll still tell each other that we love them. We still will tell each other that we're just glad that they're in our lives. We're glad that our paths crossed because they made us better, right? Regardless of the stupid things or the things that we maybe got in trouble or almost got in trouble with or almost got hurt, going through together. This is a great reminder. So again, I'm going to reach out to Melissa and just thank her for putting this out there. And I will put it out on my Facebook page, Coach John Daly. Again, check the show notes. I'll put it out there on Twitter, X, and then also Instagram, just to see and share with you some things to think about with people and how you want to be for them too, right? It's not just we're looking for this in others. I think we should be looking for it in ourselves as well, okay? All right, you guys. Hey, keep smiling. Keep sharing this message. Appreciate the downloads. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy lives whenever you listen to these episodes, right? Coming up on 1,200 of them so far in this, 7 years, 8 years, eight seasons, I think. This is season number 8 of the show. I really appreciate, and I don't take for granted, the time that you spend listening to these things that I find and I share. And again, they're things I need. There are things that I need help with. There are things that are reminders for me. John, get your act together. Do you need this? This is a good message to share with some people. So, all right. Hey, keep smiling. Know someone's in your corner, patting your back, encouraging you to keep going. And because I'm doing the same for myself. And I have people doing it for me too. These green flags, waving them all over the place with friends of mine that I love and care for. Okay. Hopefully you got them too. Be one of those for others. Okay. All right, you guys. Hey, keep smiling. Keep taking care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.